Good morning, Nachum. Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Kedoshim. Whoa, Parshas Kedoshim is a jam-packed parsha. According to the Chinuch, no less than 51 mitzvos, 13 positive and 38 restrictions. Now, that seems a little bit tilted in one direction as opposed to half and half. And one of my rabbeim wrote a very interesting idea. Rabbi Kanatovsky, Zichrono Livracha, suggested that just from the number of mitzvos in each direction, we can learn something very important. That there are 13 positive mitzvos, but the majority of kedoshim are the negatives, thou shalt not. And therefore, he said that why is Kedusha more with the thou shalt nots? Because when a person does a positive mitzvah, it is relating to an object, to blow a shofar, to shake a lulav, to sit in a sukkah. Wonderful mitzvahs, but these are objects as opposed to the restrictions whereby that is not on a cheftza, on an object, but it's on the person himself to control himself, to very simply, while there is a positive mitzvah we just had 2 weeks ago, to eat matzah, it's the greater, more challenging, difficult job to make sure that one does not eat chametz. Okay, interesting idea. I'd like to focus on a pasuk at the beginning of Shlishi, which happens to be the pasuk which reads, when you come to the land and you will plant fruit-bearing trees, then you should know that you are to restrain and not eat the produce of the first 3 years. It is called Arla. Not only can't you eat it, but lo yei ochel, you're not to get any benefit from it as well. Now, the Mefarshim explain that one of the primary reasons for this mitzvah is that the quality of the fruit during the first 3 years are not yet of the best quality, and we want that you will give the first of the fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't want to give that which is of poor quality. Okay, so I'd like to share with you, to begin with, the comment of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on this pasuk, and he says that this pasuk really has with it three mitzvos. The first one, Bias HaOretz, coming to Eretz Yisrael, as the Ramban, he doesn't quote the Ramban, but we should be aware that the Ramban at the end of the book of Bamidbar points out and teaches that there is a positive mitzvah to come and live in Eretz Yisrael. This is found in Perek Lamed Gimel in Parshas Maaseh, V'horashtem es ha'oretz v'yeshavtem ba, and this is the famous machlokes between the Ramban, who says there's a mitzvah to go on Aliyah, a mitzvah from the Torah, and the Rambam, who does not explicitly state there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Some say that according to the Rambam, it would be a mitzvah kiyumi, which means if you do it, you get a mitzvah, and if you don't get an avera. And others say no, that the Rambam includes the mitzvah of Ish of Eretz Yisrael in some of the other mitzvahs that he has, including the mitzvah of wiping out the seven nations. What's the reason for wiping out seven nations, if not for you then to go and live in it and establish the land? Be it as it may, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the first mitzvah is coming to the land of Israel. Now, the second mitzvah that he says is lintoa kol eitz ma'achal, to plant trees l'sheva ha'oretz, for the purpose of improving the land. All right? Now, here, planting trees in Eretz Yisrael, and I had the zechus of doing so years ago at the community of Ma'on that Fairlawn Jewish community adopted over 35 years ago. I had that privilege, and the point is, as the Tanchuma in Parshas Kedoshim teaches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people, even though when you come into the land, you're going to find it full of plenty and trees, but when you come in, you should be careful and busy with further planting, as it says, Unetatem. Now watch, Kishem, just as when you came in, you found plantings that others had planted, so too you are to plant for your children. That a person shouldn't say, I'm already old, and how many more years am I going to live? Am I going to gain a benefit from this? Why should I do this? Tomorrow I'm going to die. And therefore, the idea is, no, you are to plant as others did for you. And this is reminiscent of the Gemara in Tanis, Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that Choni Hamago found a elderly man planting a carob tree. He asked him, how long will this take this tree to grow? And he answered, 70 years. Unbelievable. So Choni said to him, do you expect to be here? He said, no. But just as others planted for me, I am planting for others. A achrayus and responsibility. Now, we will talk for a few moments about the significance of trees, but I want to share with you, first of all, a beautiful Gemara, which has to speak to all of us, and that is as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Ches, Amud Aleph, talks about when will we know that we are approaching the end of the long gullus that we're in now, that we are coming towards the ultimate geula. And the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Abba, top third of the long daf, Ein l'choketz megula mizeh. There's no clearer indication that the end of the exile will be coming. And he quotes the pasuk from Yechezkel in chapter 36, verse 8, which reads as follows, V'atem, and you, Hori Yisrael, the mountains of Israel, Anpechem titenu, your branches shall shoot forth, Upiriachem tis'u, and they will bear your fruit, Liami Yisrael, for my people Israel, Kikervu Lavo, who are coming home. We find that the pasuk in Bechukosai that we've all been privileged to see in our time, one of those psukim that literally, when you read it, you have to pinch yourself. The pasuk says, in part of the Tochacha, that when the Jewish people, this is in chapter 26 in Vayikra, Pasuk 32, Hashem promises us, and this is so exciting, that to see with our own eyes how He kept His promise. What does the Pasuk say? V'shimosi ani esa'oretz. Hashem says, I will make the land desolate, meaning when you, the Jewish people, are scattered all over the world in Golos, and you will have a minuscule population in the land. What's going to be? The land is going to be desolate. V'shamamu alehu oyevichem, and your foes, your enemies who dwell upon it, will be desolate. They're going to try to plant anything and everything, and nothing is going to grow for them. And this has been the history of the land of Israel, that when we, Baruch Hashem, started coming back to Eretz Yisrael, late 1880s, and into the 20th century, and when unbelievable, what we found was a desolate country. Why was that? Hashem kept his promise, and the land did not. The land was waiting for us, and that's exactly what the Gemara in Sanhedrin is teaching us, Ki kervu lavo, that the land is producing because the people of Israel are coming home. So this is the first very important lesson for us to open our eyes and realize that Kisavo elo oretz unetatem, and this netia that we have planted, to see how incredible it is. And the more Jews that come home to Eretz Yisrael, the more the land of Israel produces. This is number one, Poshib Shat. But then the Orachayim HaKadosh continues, and he says the following, the Ulai, perhaps, Sheremes, that the Torah is hinting, Beomro, when it says Unetatem, Kol Eitz Ma'achal, what does that mean? Eitz Ma'achal, I'm reading from the Orachayim, Al B'nei Torah. It's referring to planting Torah in the land of Israel. And he, besides telling us and reminding us that Avira Shel Eretz Machkim, that literally built into the very nature of the land of Israel is that which provides those who study Torah, those who live there, with greater sense of chokhmah and understanding. And interestingly, he refers you to one of the very small mesechtos, Meseches Kala Rabasi, where in chapter 2, paragraph 21, we find the following, that a certain gentleman came to Rabbi Akiva in a dream, and he said to Rabbi Akiva how he was being persecuted in the world to come. And Rabbi Akiva asked, how can I help? And he said, teach my son Torah. And he actually taught him Torah. And he came back and said, whoa, you have reversed my position in the Olam HaEmes. So amazing. This idea is that the planting is not only of the physical trees, but we're talking about Eitz Chaim Hi, as the Pasuk in chapter 4 of Mishle that we're so familiar with. In chapter 4, Pasuk 18 of Proverbs, Eitz Chaim Hi, L'machazikim Bo, referring to the tree of Torah, that it is a tree of life for those who grasp it, and v'somcheha me'ushar, those that support it are praiseworthy. Also, so the first thing is, in this regard, when the Torah says you'll come to Eretz Yisrael and you will plant it, it's not only the physical planting, but it's the teaching of Torah. And we who are not yet there, if we cannot plant in that sense, we can certainly support families that are planting, especially in these most difficult times, support institutions of Torah. And there is, I just want to conclude with a very moving story about a librarian, and we're talking now approximately 50 years ago, if not more, in the fall of the Soviet Union. And a Rav came to visit, and he was directed to go to a hospital and to visit a Yid. He does. The Yid says, I was a librarian in a library in Russia for many, many years. There was the front room where all the books were. There was the back room where I was able to go from time to time, work on my own. And he wrote first a parish on the Rambam, and then he wrote a parish on the Yerushalmi. And when he was asked why he wrote a parish on the Yerushalmi, he said, well, unfortunately, my heart's desire was to go to Eretz Yisrael. But when I couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael, let me at least swim in the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he wrote on the Yerushalmi. The Torah teaches us this Shabbos, Kisavo Elo Aretz. In our generation, we have the privilege of coming to the land. Number one, helping the biblical mitzvah of literally helping the land prosper. That's number one. But secondly, taking the second interpretation of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh of supporting Torah of Eretz Yisrael and recognizing that we are so privileged, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, how many of our young men and women are privileged to go to Eretz Yisrael, which is a life-changing experience for so many. And so many of our Jewish communities have become uplifted due to the coming back of our sons and daughters from the years of study in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, they're planting themselves in Eretz Yisrael. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, and a Shabbos of raising our dreams and expectation, when we can as well be privileged to partake in both the physical development of the land and certainly the spiritual, beautiful lessons of Eretz Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom to all.